The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Ashley Thornburg with Doug Hamilton in our Fargo studio. And joining us from Bismarck, because it's time for Main Street Eats, is Root Cellar Sue. Sue Belcom.
Sue, we're going to talk about bees today. There's been a lot of concern about them. And, of course, people think they sting you, but they do a lot of good stuff.
You know, really, that bee and other insects that live in this world were put here with a distinct purpose in life. And those bees don't want to sting you any more than you want to get stung by a bee, because I believe they die after they lose their little stinger. So we have to let them be a bee.
Thanks for the pun. Yeah.
Anyway, what made me think of bees this month, of course, was the fact that we're always looking for them to come in our garden. But there's these crazy people out there who are always constantly, you know, thinking they got to kill all the bugs and insects in their house, around their house, and in their garden. And that is like a huge no-no in my mind. And, you know, if you have wasps and people start doing that wild wasp dance, that's what ticks them off, and then they bite you. So really, if you know, if you're around a bee, just don't move. Just watch it, because they're fascinating, fat little creatures, you know.
They are fun. And, of course, they have very important jobs, especially those, you know, bumblebees, those honeybees.
Definitely, because I really like honey, even though I feel like we're robbing them because we're taking it away from them. But we love honey here in North Dakota. We grow a lot of honey and have lots of honeybees because we have lots of wide open fields. But, you know, like when you're growing in a high tunnel, you actually need to introduce a pollinator. Because, you know, things like squash, things like cucumbers, everything needs to be pollinated. If we eliminate the bees, we're not going to last very long. And when I say bees, I mean that there's like 999 out of 1,000 insect species that are really more beneficial than they are harmful.
Well, we've done a lot of shows here on Main Street about bee colony collapse and the concern about maintaining a healthy bee population. And as you mentioned, bees are very important in North Dakota. There are a lot of people who have hives that actually move them to California to the almond groves in the winter because they're important to that industry as well. So bees are one kind of pollinator. There are all kinds of bee variations, though.
Well, there's all those little nasty wasps and their cousins like that. But there also are things like ladybugs. You know, my mother in the wintertime would always have a pet ladybug on her windowsill. Mm-hmm. And she fed them, although I don't think they actually ate lettuce leaves. But she would put lettuce leaves on her windowsill.
They're not rabbits.
I thought that was kind of odd. But you know what? One year after the box elder bugs left, we had a whole bunch of ladybugs in our house. And what I did was I took an eyedropper, and I would put a drop of water and a drop of honey on the counter. And you could see them coming to eat and drink. It was so much fun. But I have actually seen grown men, like I had somebody turn my outside faucet on one time, and he just like shrieked because there was a cobweb, which is not to be confused with a spider web, on the outside of the house. Because spiders, although not insects, are also they're valuable to have around. They're arachnids,
yeah,
because they have 8 legs instead of only 4 or 5,000, however many centipedes have.
100.
We have. Centip. Oh, that's right. I get it. Doggone it. You just reminding me of all these things I learned about in grade school that I've tossed out of my head because I don't have room for all that stuff. But yeah, spiders are really good, and I have this special relationship with spiders in my house. And so we had a spider relocation program. So when my kids found a spider in the house and started screaming, we would gently pick it up and move it outside rather than kill it. And so as well as bees and wasps, there are ants and spiders, ladybugs, aphids, mites, all kinds of things, and they are very, very important to our ecosystem.
But you mentioned aphids and mites. They can create problems too.
Well, it depends, I think, on the type of aphid or mite that you're talking about and where they're trapped. You definitely don't want to have an aphid infestation on plants that that would be damaged from them. But, you know, there are other aphids. There are good aphids that actually attack things that attack your garden. So there's so much to this. I mean, it's just so crazy. Soldier beetles, they go after grasshopper eggs. And we all hate grasshoppers. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I do. I hate grasshoppers. There's just no doubt about it. Until my cousin Marion told me that they used to watch them fight. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So one day I had JC pick up two grasshoppers and we filmed them fighting each other. And they're mean to each other, man. It was so much fun. Entertainment on the farm.
Well,
you know?
In some places of the world, grasshoppers and locusts crickets are food.
Oh, have you ever had any? Have you ever tried them?
I've had a chocolate-covered one.
You know, if you're starving, you got to look at this in context, because over here we have an abundance of food and we are well-fed and we have water and we have all of these amenities that other people in other countries don't have. And so if you were hungry enough and you needed protein, I think a big, fat, juicy roasted grasshopper just might do the trick.
And there is some concern about our insect life on our planet, because there are species that are disappearing, and they do, of course, have some role in the cycle of life that, as we know it. So it's time for us to be, I guess, more aware of all of the stuff around us, not just ourselves.
Right, and they're really not hurting anybody. You know, our little granddaughters come out the house. We have ticks this time of year, you know, in the spring.
I worry about them.
You know, we're just like, we just have tick checks every night. And if there's, one clinging here or there, you just pick them off and you kill those because they are pretty nasty. You guys on the eastern part of the state have the Lyme disease tick. We do not have that really prevalent in the western part of the state.
But there are other diseases that are showing up with ticks as well. So this is something, you know, people need to be aware of.
Correct. And that's what it is. It's an increased awareness of how these insects act. When you attack them, they attack back, or just staying clear of them. You know, like if you mow your lawn, and you do have to take care that your pets are protected. I do know that that's not a really good thing. But, you know, we talk about the zombie apocalypse every now and then, but it's far more scarier to think about wiping out all the insects on this planet. Because when you're killing the bad ones, you're killing the good ones also. So if there's this guy that he's the world's ant specialist. His name is E.O. Wilson. And he said if we were to wipe out insects alone on this planet, humanity would mostly disappear from the land within a few months. That's how important insects are to the ecosystem.
Well, and I was reading an article recently about the growing importance of urban gardens as more and more fields are coming up and more construction in the sense of urban sprawl. The importance of having gardens at your house more so than lawns. And even the state of Minnesota is offering some money to help people turn their lawns into bee and bird and other insect-friendly plots.
That's awesome. It's called Pollinator Garden Projects. And so I think if you contact your local extension person or your NRCS, which is Natural Resource Conservation Service people, they will help you with all kinds of information to plant pollinator gardens. And you're right. As we cover up all of our good ag land, which happens more quickly than I would like it to, we need to provide places. That's why you don't want to kill your dandelions off.
I was just going to say that, because you can't just make wine and other things out of it like Sue Belcom likes to do. They attract bees.
I actually dyed some dish towels the other day with dandelion green. So they have lots of uses besides eating, but definitely that the bee thing was why my husband decided to quit spraying the lawn, which was the happiest day of my life, I think. My brother told me his neighbor goes over and sprays his dandelions to keep them from pollinating dandelions over in his yard.
Whoa.
I'm like, that. I draw the line there. So please, people, do not go and spray other people's dandelions. We eat them.
Sue, we got to let you go, but thank you.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.